Sauce with us today, and I asked him a couple of weeks ago if he'd be willing to minister to us. So we get to experience what happens when we travel overseas and preach, and we preach, and then they wait for the interpretation. Now, since some of you here today are bilingual, you will get first and second. You'll get two messages today. But for some of us, we'll get the second part. We'll get the translation, and some of you will get it just right from Brother Posas himself. So I'm excited for what the Lord has in store for us. We're using apps to talk. Brother Posas and I get on our phones, and we talk to each other with Google Translate. And Elle appreciates that. Elle's glad that we use that. Because we can go out by the barbecue grill and talk, and Elle can continue to talk with others. But I'm thankful for that app. But there is one thing that's not a barrier. Our love for each other, our love for the people of God and the things of God. And there is a bond that we have, and I love and appreciate Pastor Posas, and I love he and his family. And I want us to make him feel welcome as he comes. God bless you, Brother Posas.
Gracias, Pastor. El Señor Jesús le bendiga a todos.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Gloria a Dios.
Hallelujah.
Honro la familia pastoral.
I honor the pastoral family in this place. Pastor William Pelham, his wife, his kids.
Y esta preciosa congregación.
And this beautiful church.
Estoy muy agradecido con el Señor.
I am really thankful to the Lord
por la familia que nos ha dado.
For the family that he has given us.
Aquí a este lado del,
here in this side of the ocean.
Del mar. Estamos en el viejo mundo.
We're in the new world.
Y damos gracias a Dios porque podemos servir allí.
And we're really thankful to God that we can serve in
mi esposa, mi familia,
my wife, my family, and the congregation,
les envían un gran
saludo. They send greetings to you.
Y estoy muy honrado de poder
and we'll feel really honored to be able to
traer un pensamiento
bring
de la palabra
a
de Dios.
Thought from the Word of God to you this morning.
Antes de decir otra cosa,
before I start, I want to
que tomemos la escritura base para una meditación.
Before I want to take a base for the meditation this morning,
como están de pie,
and
vamos a honrar
the same way
la palabra
that you're standing
también.
Up, I want to honor the Word of God right now.
En el segundo libro
in the
de
second
los
book of
Corinthians,
Corinthians,
la segunda carta a los Corintios,
the second
4:7,
letter to Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 7,
de donde tomaremos el
where I will
texto
take
base para la predicación o la
meditación a text
esta
base
mañana.
For the meditation this morning.
Dice así la palabra del Señor.
This is how the Word of God says.
Pero tenemos este tesoro en vasos de barro.
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
Para que la excelencia
that the excellency
del sea del poder de Dios
of the power might be of God
y no de nosotros.
And not of us.
Poder de Dios
power of God
y no de nosotros.
And not ours.
Oramos y damos
let's
gracias
raise your hands
Señor
and let's pray
palabra.
To the Lord for 1 second. Amen.
Señor Jesús, te damos gracias por la meditación de tu palabra, Señor. Inspira esta mañana. Inspira nuestros oídos para oír. Inspira nuestra mente. Inspira nuestros labios, Señor. Tomamos autoridad en esta mañana. De este lugar en el nombre de Jesús, de todo espíritu de distracción, Señor, de todo lo que quiera robar la atención, Señor, para que tu gloria se manifieste en este lugar, pues no es nuestro poder, sino tu poder, Señor. No confiamos en nuestro poder
ni autoridad, sino en tu poder, en tu poder, en tu poder, en tu poder,
move
in this place this morning in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, gloria, Señor, de tu nombre. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya.
Let's just give a hands clap to the Lord for a second. Just praise Him for a moment. Just praise Him for a moment, for 1 second. Hallelujah.
Lo mejor que podamos dar para
the best thing that we can give
mañana.
To the Lord is praise Him.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Pueden estar cómodos,
you may be seated,
hermanos.
Brothers and sisters.
Quiero agradecer a la familia,
I want to thank
Pastor William, este
Pastor's
lugar,
family in this place
por su hospitalidad,
for being so hospitable with me,
y su solidaridad juntamente con la iglesia,
good to our church as well,
ya que en el mes de octubre, el año
in the main
pasado,
month of October last year,
vivimos una tempestad tremenda,
we had a terrible, terrible storm in our city,
en la que por metro cuadrado,
and per square foot,
caían más de 1,000 liters de
it
agua.
Fell more than 1,000 liters of water
y en un
per
momento,
square foot.
Las calles de nuestra
and in less
ciudad,
than a moment in the streets of our city,
en un
they became a
mar de agua,
full river
de cinco,
of water,
de alto,
might be 5 to 6 meters of tall.
Todo lo que había
it was
delante,
taking everything in front,
y más o menos unas 200
and
personas
around 200 people
perecieron en un
passed
instante
in less than a second.
Fue terrible
in that storm.
Para la ciudad.
It was a terrible storm for our city.
El Señor guardó la iglesia,
but God protected His church.
Nuestro santuario estuvo
our place
a muy poco
it was really
inundado,
close, but it didn't. Nothing
pero
ever
Dios
happened to our church.
Nosotros,
God was with us,
y a ningún hermano
and
nos
to
pasó
none
nada
of the brothers and sisters in the church, did nothing happen to them.
Porque Dios es bueno,
because God is good.
Muchas pérdidas de cosas
we lost a lot of things, a lot of material
pero
things.
Dios es muy bueno y nos
but
ha
God is very good, and He has helped us to recuperate.
Gracias por sus ofrendas,
thank you, Pastor,
sus
for your offerings and the help that you bring to us,
sabíamos que
for your love.
Orando por nosotros.
We knew that you guys were praying
gracias,
for us. Thank
Pastor.
You, Pastor.
Agradezco a mi familia,
I want to thank my family as well,
y a mi hijo,
my son,
y a Brooke,
and my daughter, Brooke,
atenciones
for the attentions that they have given me
estoy
in their
muy
home.
Contento.
I'm really happy.
Realmente no me quiero ir.
I honestly don't want to really leave.
Me tienen que
I think that they're going to have to kick me out.
Hay obligaciones que cumplir.
But I have some obligations to accomplish in the other side of the world. So next week I will be going back to Spain.
A seguir trabajando en
so
la
we will keep
Señor.
Working in the work of God.
Me voy muy fortalecido.
I'm
estuve
going
en una
back
conferencia.
Really with a lot of strength.
Y
I was in a conference
bendición.
And it was a blessing for me.
Gracias a Dios.
Thank to God.
Así que
so
os agradezco todo,
I'm thankful to each one of you for
cariño,
the attentions and the love.
Y también les ofrezco mis disculpas por no hablar inglés.
And then I want to offer my apologies
es
for not being
culpa.
Able to speak English. It's my fault.
Intentaré aprender algún
next
día.
Time I will try to learn how to speak English.
Y hoy deseo traerles una meditación.
But right now I want to bring a meditation in the Word.
Basada en las palabras del apóstol Pablo.
Based on the words of Paul the apostle, in the ones that he said.
Vasos de barro.
The earthen vessels.
Y dice que este tesoro.
And Paul says that this treasure that we
está
have
en vasos de barro,
it is in earthly vessels
para que la excelencia del poder,
so the excellency of the power of God
sea de Dios,
it will be of God
y no de nosotros.
And not of ours
y quiero basarme en esta mañana, en este pensamiento,
so I want to base myself in this thought
porque el éxito.
Because the success
que deseamos todos los creyentes,
that we all Christians desire
sobre todas las cosas,
above everything
descansa en la base,
it rests in the base
del poder
of the power
de Dios.
Of God.
No en nuestras habilidades,
it is not in our abilities,
no en nuestra destreza,
it's not in how good we can
ni en nuestra sabiduría,
be or how wise we can be
ni en nuestro poder,
or how powerful we
sino
can
que
be,
depende
but it depends
del poder
on the power,
absolutamente
absolutely power
de Dios.
Of God. Amen.
Y quiero meditar en esto porque
so I want to have a thought over this because
el apóstol Pablo también dice,
Paul the Apostle said
a los Filipenses,
to Philippians
2:13 les dice,
chapter 2
por
verse 13
tanto, amados míos,
says beloved
como siempre habéis obedecido.
Philippians chapter 2. Let's go to Philippians chapter 2.
2, 12 y 13.
Okay. Amen.
Gloria a Dios.
Can you put it on the screen? Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 to 13.
Dice la palabra del Señor.
This is how the word of God says. I'm going to translate it in my own words.
Por tanto, amados míos,
for that loves my love, my beloved,
como habéis obedecido,
as ye have always obeyed,
no como en mi presencia,
not as in my presence only,
sino mucho más ahora,
but now much more
ausencia,
in my absence,
ocupaos de
work out
salvación,
your own salvation
con temor
with
y
fear and trembling.
Porque Dios,
because God, the next one, for is God which worked in you,
produce así,
he worked in you both
querer,
to will and to do
hacer,
of his good pleasure.
Por su buena voluntad.
Of his good pleasure.
El apóstol Pablo, hermanos,
the apostle Paul, brothers, he's bringing us this light of this truth that the power of God, it's in vessels of earthly vessels, and he's using this story that we have this power in earthly vessels. And that's the crazy stuff. That's the controversy.
El verdadero asunto.
And it is there where we can find the truth.
Porque la mayoría de las personas,
because a lot of the people,
están esperando en su fuerza,
they're waiting on their own power,
en su poder económico,
they're waiting on their own economic
físico,
power, in their own physical
en
ability,
sus años de juventud,
in their years of youth,
cosas,
in so many other things
que son
that they just vanish, that they pass,
que son vanas,
things that they just simply pass,
y no esperan, o no ponen nunca,
and they do not wait, or they do not see, or they do not put their confidence
el poder de Dios,
in the power of God.
Porque es, porque el poder de Dios,
because the power of God,
es algo que no se puede,
it is something
ver,
that we might not be able to see it.
Es algo que no se puede quantificar,
it's something that we might not be able to quantify.
Medir,
we
no
cannot be able
volumen,
to measure. It doesn't have a volume.
Pero porque no tenga todas esas cosas,
but because it didn't, it doesn't seem to have
el
those things,
poder de Dios,
the power of God, it still is real.
Y el apóstol muestra,
and the apostle Paul shows with this word, with this story, that we all are earthly vessels. We're easily to be broken. We're not as strong. And even though we can do great things to God, for God, and even though we can do powerful things for God, when many people might not see that we will be able to do those things, and I think that that's really beautiful. Because the earthly vessels, or the men and women, and for example, the men of women that God used in the past, they were men and women that were earthly vessels or clay vessels, but God used them in a really powerful way. Even though when they weren't strong, they did powerful things.
Y eso es lo sorprendente.
And I think that that is what is amazing.
Que Dios usa hombres,
that God uses people
vasos de barro,
as earthly vessels,
ordinarios y
people
sencillos.
That is normal, that they're simple.
Pero a Dios le gusta
but
esto.
God loves this thing.
A Dios le gusta
God
esto.
Loves that.
Dios está interesado
God is interested in using
sencilla.
People that is simple.
Gente humilde.
People that's humble.
Gente que no tenga poder.
People that doesn't have any power.
Para que puedan hacer
so
cosas
they can do really powerful things and amazing things
en la cara de la
in the
gente
face
que
of the people
poderosa.
That they don't believe in. In that powerful thing in the face of God.
A Dios le gusta
and God really liked to glorify himself
sencillas.
In these kind of people, simple people. Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Porque lo inservible para el mundo,
what is crazy is that whatever it is not useful for the world,
Dios,
in the hands of God,
en las manos del creador,
in the hands of the creator,
para mucho.
Those things can work for much, for a lot.
El vaso de barro,
the earthly vessel or the clay vessel,
no son muy apreciados.
They're not really appreciated. They're not
no
really
son
valuable.
Muy valorados.
They don't have a lot of value.
En las épocas bíblicas,
when you go back in the Bible verses, they use vessels and they represented the vessels represented the status of the society.
Los ricos usaban vasijas de oro.
The rich used to use golden vessels.
Las clases medias,
the medium
opulentes,
classes, the medium
tenían vasijas de
will
plata.
Use
vasijas
plata.
De plata.
We're talking about gold, and I just, it completely just went out of my head, the other silver.
Oh.
So he's saying that the middle classes used to use silver, the powerful classes used to use gold,
y los pobres
and the poor people,
tenían que usar o conformarse
they had to use the only things that they had, which was clay.
Los creyentes,
and the people that at that time
para
believed
Dios,
in God,
somos vasos sencillos,
he used
vasos
clay
in de barro,
vessels of clay.
Pero con la diferencia,
he says that for God, God
Dios
uses those clay vessels. And he says that in those clay vessels, God puts that big power in those clay vessels. And that's the big difference.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
En vasos de barro,
in clay
Dios
vessels,
pone su tesoro.
God puts his power.
Él derramó de su Espíritu Santo.
He poured his Holy Ghost in each one of you.
Y el Espíritu de Dios,
and the power of God
es el mayor tesoro
he's the
que
major
tener.
Treasure that we can have.
El Espíritu de Dios,
the power of God in us is the knowledge of God, the wisdom of God, is the same
nuestro.
God that is inside of us.
Siendo sencillos,
even though we're simple vessels, early vessels,
el apóstol Pablo le dijo a los romanos en el capítulo 8-9.
The apostle Paul speaks to the church in Romans chapter 8.
Más vosotros.
In Romans chapter 8, verse 9, it speaks and he says, you, however,
mas vosotros no vivís según la carne,
are not in the flesh,
sino según el Espíritu.
But in the Spirit.
Y si alguno,
if in fact,
si, según el Espíritu de Dios,
the Spirit of God dwells in you,
el Espíritu de Dios mora en vosotros,
the Spirit of God dwells in you,
y si alguno no tiene el Espíritu de Cristo,
and if anybody doesn't have
no
or does not have the Spirit of Christ, does not
pero
belong to him. He says, but you,
le hemos recibido,
but we have received him.
Y por eso somos
and because of that, we belong to him.
Lo bueno es,
the good thing is
que cuando, nosotros siendo hombres sencillos,
that when we are men and women that are simple,
barro,
we're just simple vessels of clay,
teniendo el Espíritu Santo,
we have the Holy Ghost.
Ahora tenemos la riqueza de las operaciones del Espíritu
Now we
Santo.
Have the richness of the operation of the Holy Ghost.
Ahora tenemos
Now
el
we have
del Espíritu,
the power of the Spirit,
el regalo del Espíritu
the
Santo.
Gift of the Holy Ghost.
Tenemos el poder y la autoridad
Now we have power
de poder
and authority
operar en el Espíritu,
to be able to work in the Spirit,
de poder vivir en el
to
Espíritu.
Be able to live in the Spirit.
Y entonces,
Then
la gente nos mira,
people might look at you
como hombres sencillos,
like if you were a woman or a man that is simple, like an earthly vessel.
Pero no entienden,
but they do not understand
en nosotros,
that in us there's a major power that can change, that can power
cosas,
great things.
Que podemos hacer grandes
that we can
cosas,
do things that are powerful in the middle of
vivimos,
our city that we live in.
En medio de la familia,
in the middle of our families that we are. In the face
problema,
to any problem, in the face of any difficulty, in the face
enemigo,
of the any terrible thing that the devil wants to do to us.
Entonces, esto es lo que a mí me parece glorioso,
and I think that this is what is glorious,
tan
that even when we're so simple,
vasos de barro que
when
no
we're just clay
romper,
vessels, that we can be broken,
nos
because we get sick sometimes as well,
los
because sometimes when we have problems, he has pain, and those problems that are real to the humanity, they hurt us as well. But the difference is that we have a really big power inside of us. There's an authority inside of us that if that power wants, we can be broken. But if that power really doesn't want to, we can be protected by God and we won't be broken. And we can keep doing whatever God wants us to do for his glory and his honor. This is where I have seen the power of God operate in my life. Because when we were men that are simple for God, I have seen how men of God have been broken really easily. I have lived in my life in areas that were that they were situations that were so real they wanted to kill us in my earth, in the place where I lived in Colombia. And I have seen men of God in the middle of those problems where people told them that they were going to kill them. And I have seen how friends of mine, pastors friends of mine, they have passed and somebody shot them. And they have passed. And have passed from this life to the next one. Because we get broken really easily. I have seen some of my friends fall because they were sick. They had cancer. We have seen them having heart attacks and several different sicknesses because we can be broken really easily.
Pero eso no depende. De los hombres, ni depende de nosotros.
But it doesn't really depend
depende
on man or woman that we can be broken. It depends on God. That's what Paul
dice
says,
este
that we have this treasure in earthly vessels.
Y no depende de
and it
nosotros,
doesn't depend on us.
Depende
it fully depends
poder
on his power.
Y para mostrárselo al mundo,
and to show it to the world,
hombres que nos han amenazado de muerte.
I have seen men that profess and they said that they wanted to kill us. I'm going to give you an example. A week before, the week before, they I have seen men that try to kill the pastors and they have shot some of my friends that were pastors, and before they capture us, they kill some of our friends.
sobre otro vaso de barro.
He says that the same guy that wanted to that killed that pastor came to try to kill us. And he said to me, the same way that I killed that your friendship the week before, I'm going to come for you now.
Pero ese siervo, con mucho temor, dice, oh Dios mío, me voy a morir.
But that servant with a lot of fear,
pero de pronto,
says, oh my Lord, I'm going to die. And the criminal, the bad man, that he just cocks his gun, he just puts it on, and he just points it to the man of God. And the man of God raises his hands, and he starts seeing there's power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. I'm in your hands, oh my Lord. And this man starts shooting this weapon against this brother. And that's where I have seen the glory of God. Because a week before, this man killed another pastor. But the week after, his same weapon, the same bad guy, he couldn't even kill another man of God. Because it doesn't depend on him. It fully depends on the power of God. And if God would allow it, and if God will not allow it, because it fully depends on his power, we depend on his hand. Please praise him for 1 second. Hallelujah. Raise your hand and praise him for 1 minute. Please, church, just lift up your hands and praise him for 1 second. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
El Señor Jesús puso en el corazón del apóstol Pablo.
The Lord Jesus put in the heart of the apostle Paul.
Dice que él mismo,
he said that he himself created some apostles,
a otros profetas,
some others prophets,
a otros pastores,
some other pastors,
evangelistas y maestros,
evangelists and teachers,
para perfeccionar,
so he will perfection and he will make perfect the saints
para la obra
for the work of the ministry.
Este ministerio, esta predicación de la palabra,
and this ministry, the preaching of the word of God,
la predicación del evangelio,
the preaching of
tiene que
the gospel,
adelante.
It has to keep walking, it has
y
to keep going
Dios
forward. And because of God, because of that, God has put simple people that might be of clay. So you could do the work of God. And God with his Holy Ghost has given us ministries. And he has put gifts and talents and capacities so you can minister wherever you go. And he has the right, the power, and the authority, so nothing and nobody will be able to stop you. Because again, it doesn't depend on us, it depends in his full power. He's the power of the Holy Ghost that is in you. Oh, church, I want to give you some of faith. I want to inspire some faith on you. So you will know that even though we're clay, we're vessels of clay, we're simple, that we can be broken really easily. But there's a powerful power in the middle of us that it can power, it can operate, it can be doing, it can do something powerful in this place, in something that is simple or something really powerful. I want you to stand up for a second. I want you to praise him for a second, because I feel his power is here this morning. Hallelujah. I want you to activate. How good it is if you can activate this that is a sovernatural. Hallelujah. That is powerful, so we can live in this powerful things of God. God has put his Holy Ghost in you that are simple, earthly vessel. This is what the Lord says. And they will put their hands over the sea can. I want you to put your hand over somebody. I want you to put your hands over somebody. Look how simple it is. You only need to put your hands on somebody. And the Bible says that you that are simple, that somebody that is simple can start operating in something that is so that is powerful, in something that is powerful can be start changing in your life. If there's a tumor, if there's a sickness in your life, it can start going away in the name of Jesus. The cancer that might be in you can be changed, and it can change in the name of Jesus. Because we can start living in something that is powerful and over natural. I want you to activate your faith for a second. Hallelujah. Let's activate it for a second. It's around us this morning. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
How good is our Lord? How good is our Lord? That He wants to use you. There are gifts right there of the Holy Ghost. I feel that there are gifts of the Holy Ghost that He has put in you, and they're in your hands. But sometimes we just feel like we just leave them there and we don't activate those gifts of the Holy Ghost, and they're around us, and they're really powerful things that can happen when we really activate our faith. And faith is that confidence. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith is confidence. If you have confidence, you start giving everything good to God, and you start activating that powerful thing to God. And He can start moving in those earthly vessels. Hallelujah. God will use us in the measure that you will let yourself be used by Him. You have to give yourself 100% for Him. Even when we're earthly vessels, God put His treasure in you, and you can start ministering to some other people. God can do so really powerful things. He can start really using your words. He can start using your faith. He can start using your hands. He's really powerful to use you. He has so much power that He can push the kingdom of the hell away, so the sicknesses go away, so your problems will be broken, so the answers from God will come here, and you can bring the glory of God to this place. If we could bring the musicians come forward for a moment, so they will help us as well.
Porque Dios, hermanos,
because God
puede inspirar a alguien en esta mañana.
He can give something to
puede
somebody this morning.
Un ministerio.
He can awaken a ministry
puede
in your life.
Un don.
He can awaken a gift
de sanidad,
in your life,
milagros,
awaken of healness to make miracles happen,
de lenguas,
to understand the words, gifts of words. He can start awakening these things within you. That He can awake that feeling to just push away. He can awaken you that feeling to give us the gift of word, so we can speak to the people that is around us, to our friends, to our neighbors, so we can win them for the kingdom of God, so we can start filling the chairs that are empty, because outside we can see that outside is the real necessities. Hallelujah. Church, we cannot fix the problem of anybody. We can't. But in you or in us, there's the power that we can, that it can really happen. You really happen. You really have that power that you can make it happen. In you, you have the power of God that can make it happen.
desactivar.
You just need to start activating that. You can start activating that.
Yo pudiera contarles. Estaba un día mientras van viniendo aquí al altar.
I want you to come to the altar for a moment.
Yo quiero inspirarles fe.
I want to give you some faith.
Algún tiempo vino una enfermedad.
Because a long time ago,
enfermedad que mató muchos animales.
It came a sickness.
Europa, y lo sorprendente de esto fue que esta enfermedad
a long time ago, it came a sickness that killed a lot of animals in Spain. And the crazy thing is that that sickness jumped from the animals to the people, and in very quick time, more than 500 people were killed. And we had people in the hospital. And we had fear all around Europe. They were killing all the cows and all the birds and all the chickens, and they just will kill them and burn them. It was a really bad sickness.
La gente que no tiene necesidad económica, porque inmediatamente fueron paliadas la economía fue.
The economy was touched really hardness. There was a lot of hardness in the economy of Spain. And they never felt the necessity. And in the middle of that storm, in the middle of that sickness, there was a man that was really sick in the hospital. He had that kind of virus that jumped from animals to humans. And after 3 months, the doctors said that person was going to be dead. And they said that his brain was already dead. So there was no more chance for his life. The doctor said to his wife, we have to take this man already to the funeral. We have to start working everything because he's not going to be alive anymore. Unless they said this person was going to die, but the woman said, so the woman said to the doctor, well, you said that she might die, but God can make a miracle for him. She said to the doctor, just give me a second. Allow me for a preacher to come and pray for him. So they called me. I took my oil bottle and I went with my wife and we left. And this man was in the bed of the hospital. And he was connected. He was connected to be able to... He was connected to the machines and they said the next day he was going to die. But I have lived this message and I understand this message. And many times I have seen my limits in my humanity. And when I look at myself, I get saddened because I'm a simple person. So that woman called me and she said, I need a preacher. Pastor, I need you to come and pray for me. So she tell me what's going on. And I tell her, you know what? I'm going to go and pray. So I took my bottle of oil, my wife and I, and we left. And this man was in the bed. He didn't have any life. But the Word of God says, he says that we are simple men. We're earthly vessels, but his power is inside of us. So I believed it. So I put my hand some oil and I put it over that man. And that man started just shaking and standing up. And they were going to put him away next day to die. But he stand up. Because the power of God is not us. It's not about us. It's about his power. It is not about you. It's about the power of God that it's in you. But we have to awake that fire. The Apostle Paul said to Timothy, revive that fire of the gift of God that is in you, the one that was given to you by the position of the men, of the pastors. There is a powerful authority in this place, and you have to activate that, please. In the name of Jesus. So I'm going to ask this morning, the people that wants to activate that faith this morning, whoever wants to, just come close. We're going to pray with you. And we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray with you because God can make it happen for you. There was a lady in the church. There was a young lady that she felt that she didn't have much value because she didn't have a university career. And the society looked at her like if she was minor, like she was nothing. But she was in a school. And in that moment, there were another school girl that got possessed by some demons in her school. And somebody in the school started screaming that she wanted to kill somebody in that area, in that place. That she wanted to kill somebody around them.
So
everybody, every other student in that school, they were running behind the teacher. But the teacher was as scared as everybody else. But there was a young girl. So she said, it is real that I have the name of Jesus inside of me. I have the Holy Ghost inside of me. So she went to talk to this lady that was possessed by spirit. She said, in the name of Jesus. And the demon just paid the entire attention to this young girl. So all the girls, including the teacher, they were behind this young girl. And then she started speaking and she started praying against this spirit. And those demons used to say, they were saying, we want to kill ourselves. That's the spirit that we are. That's what that spirit was talking. And it says that the spirit or the demon was talking and he was telling them all that they were. But this young girl said, in the name of Jesus, I will command you to get out of this young girl and I want you to be free in the name of Jesus. It was a young girl, a simple girl, but she has the power of God. It was any kind of girl. God, the name of Jesus, the Bible says that if you listen to these words and you do it, I will make you as a man that you build a house in a rock, and that rock is Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're built in the rock that is Jesus. So, church, it doesn't matter that you're a simple person. It doesn't matter that you're not the teacher in the university. It doesn't matter that you're not in the government. It doesn't matter that you're not the most important person in this world. That you might be a simple person. But there is a power that is in the middle of us that wants to move. That wants to move the glory of God in this place. He wants to heal. He wants to free you. He wants to break chains this morning. He wants to make this society free. And that power is inside of you. So I want to pray this morning. So I want Pastor just to come and help us to pray for these people. Thank you.
vamos a ayudar. Voy a orar por ellos, pero tú diriges la oración, pastor.
He says, I want to pray for them, but I want you to direct the prayer for them.
Voy a orar por ellos.
He says, I'm going to be praying for them. So lift up your hands for a moment.
If you're ready to be broken and have God use you the way you want to be used, then I just want you to come up and just form a line right here. I want to make sure we know who we're praying for right here. Who wants to be used of God? Who wants God to use you in a way that He really wants to use you? You're just going ahead and line up right here. Brother Parsa, I need you to help me. I need you to grab some oil. Dale, where are you, Dale? Dale, grab some oil. You're going to be a part of this. Dale, Justin, grab some oil. Elle, grab some oil. Steve, grab some oil. Just join with these guys. Starting over here, somebody starting over here at the end and begin to work your way through this line right here. Lord, in the name of Jesus, right now, we've come to you hungry. We come to you with a desire, wanting to be used by you. Lord, pour out your anointing, Lord, today on our broken vessels. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Use us, Lord, these clay vessels, these earthen vessels. Hallelujah, that you would use us, Lord, for your glory, that you would use us, Lord. God, that you would pour your Spirit out, that we would know that there's nothing in us. That, God, that it has to come from you, Lord, that if anything of any substance is going to happen, if anything in the supernatural is going to happen, God, it's got to happen by way of the Spirit, Lord. So we lift our hands and our hearts. We lift our voices today, Lord, to ask you to use us. We cry out in desperation, knowing that we can't do it on our own. God, it's got to be a work of the Spirit. It's got to be a work in the supernatural. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, today. Today, Lord, pour out your Spirit. Today, God, touch our hearts and our minds. Lord, that we would go to places, Lord, that we would go to new places and new dimensions. Lord, to be used in the supernatural. Hallelujah, to speak to this mountain, to say, be thou removed and cast into the sea. Lord, that we would see signs, wonders, and miracles because of our obedience to your word, because of our obedience to you. Oh, hallelujah. Today, Lord, allow me to be broken, God. Hallelujah. Remove my pride. Remove my selfish ambition. God, that I can simply be used by you. That I can be simply be used by you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's not by my might, nor by my power, nor anything in me. But God, it's by your Spirit, says your word. It's by your Spirit, says the word. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, today, Lord, a new journey, a fresh start, God, to be used by you, Lord, as you send us into the places, as you send us into circumstances that we feel powerless in, God, that you will use us, God, let your Spirit flow through us. Hallelujah. If you've been prayed for, go on ahead and continue to lift your hands. If you've already been prayed for, continue to ask God to open doors of opportunity. Open doors in places that you feel ill-equipped and unqualified for. Hallelujah, God, that you will use us, Lord, that you will use us. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Let your Spirit flow through us. Let your Spirit flow through us, God, to be used by you. Hallelujah, to be used by you, God, supernaturally, beyond the natural, beyond the ordinary, beyond those things that we think we can do on our own. But God, that we move and operate in the realm of the dimension of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Let it freely flow through us, God. Let it freely flow. Lord, as you place us into circumstances, God, help us to be willing to do what you've asked us to do. Help us to be willing to be that change agent, God. That thing that brings change to somebody's life, to somebody's circumstance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, if you've already been prayed for, now we're going to activate it right now, because now I want you to pray for somebody near you. Ladies, find another lady to pray for. If you've already been prayed for, now you're going to pray with somebody else. Men, find another man and pray with them right now. Hallelujah. We're going to put this into practice right now. We're going to put this into practice right now. Lord, bless my brother, bless my sister. God, you know their circumstance. God, I pray that you would use me to be a blessing to them. Use me, Lord, to let your power flow through me and minister to them. Minister healing to their body. Minister healing to their soul. Minister healing to their family. Minister healing to their finance. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, let your will be done. Use us, God, individually, God. Use us individually. Hallelujah.